In Elwood, well-known Bayside suburb, three children at a local primary school have been diagnosed with whooping cough. Dr. Michael Nolan joins us now, chairman of the Bayside Medicare. Dr. Nolan, good afternoon.
Thanks, Tom.
Now, whooping cough, tell us, how serious an illness is it?
Whooping cough is a debilitating illness. People talk about 100-day coughs and things like that. The big issue with whooping cough is that little babies, those under 6 months, can get seriously ill, need intensive care treatment, and there is a death rate for this. If you get whooping cough in that age group, the death rates are reasonably high.
Yeah, well, we had a caller before who said his son was vaccinated, but he caught whooping cough, he reckons, off an unvaccinated child. Is the vaccine not 100% in terms of protecting people?
We don't have vaccines that give 100%, but what we do rely on is getting a volume of vaccination through our community. And if we can get vaccination rates up over the 92-93%, we think we get that herd immunity that reduces the incidence of those kids who are vaccinated.
Well, this particular caller said of 25 kids in his son's class, 5, that is 20% of them, were not vaccinated at all.
Well, again, I guess that's statistic, isn't it? It just shows you, again, we need those numbers up. And unfortunately, there's been so many myths and things put out by people against vaccinations that we sometimes struggle to get the message across that these things are really important.
Okay, so if you had to, some of the reasons I've heard for not vaccinating, the big one seems to be that it causes autism. Others say that, you know, childhood diseases are part of life and you have to build up natural immunity. I guess other parents just sort of forget or they move around or it's just not a priority. How would you sort of rank those excuses for not vaccinating children?
Well, I think you can pretty much debunk all of those. The autism was linked to measles, mumps, rubella vaccination out of a UK study. I think that researcher was in the end deregistered because the study was false. And the evidence from a whole range of studies has shown that there is no link, particularly between autism and measles, mumps, rubella. There's a whole lot of myths around that some of the preservatives cause problem. Mate, we know that's not true because, in fact, most of our vaccines don't have preservatives in them anymore. So I guess we've got to keep putting our message across, Tom, that people need to get the right information at the right time. But vaccines compared to when I was a child have improved enormously. We used to get quite severe local reactions. That's all gone now. Very rarely do we see children who have strong reactions to our vaccines.
Do you think it's perhaps because we don't see many kids suffering from these once common diseases like polio, like whooping cough, that we've sort of forgotten, or at least some of us have, how important vaccines are?
I think people think we're a bit invincible, and I'm sure you're right. They've forgotten the terrible impact these diseases, like polio is a good example, terrible impact on people back in the 50s in Victoria, and there are still people around us living with the remnants of those diseases. They're not gone. They're still around us, and we're at risk if we don't immunise.
Dr. Michael Nolan from Bayside Medicare Local, thank you very much.
Good on